I stand alone, severely alone. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 1902. I stand alone, severely alone. Sunday night, July 1902, 10:30. I have a statement to make. When the Lord presents before me any matter and instruction, and I have a message to bear concerning the said matter, then I shall, to the best of my God-given ability, make known the matter, presenting the mind and will of God just as clearly as my human capabilities, guided and controlled by the Holy Spirit, shall bring all the matter before me to present to others. In regard to the serious matters given me, I have not given any one, man or woman, any right to have the least control over my work the Lord has given me to do. Since 21 years ago, when I was deprived of my husband by death, I have not had the slightest idea of ever marrying again. Why? Not because God forbade it. No, but to stand alone was the best for me, that no one should suffer with me in carrying forward my work entrusted to me of God. And no one should have a right to influence me in any way in reference to my responsibility and my work in bearing my testimony of encouragement and reproof. My husband never stood in my way to do this, although I had help and encouragement from him and oft his pity. His sympathy and prayers and tears I have missed so much, so very much. No one can understand this as myself, but my work has to be done. No human power should give the least supposition that I would be influenced in the work God has given me to do, in bearing my testimony to those for whom He has given me reproof or encouragement. I have been alone in this matter, severely alone, with all the difficulties and all the trials connected with the work. God alone could help me. The last work that is to be done by me in this world will soon be finished. I must express myself plainly in a manner, if possible, not to be misunderstood. I have not one person in the world who shall put any message in my mind or lay one duty upon me. I am now to say to you, my son Edson, when the Lord gives me a burden for you or for anyone, you shall have it in the way and manner the Lord gives it to me.